Hey, it's Brent Attaway with Switch to Solar, and I'm here today to answer one massive question we get all the time. It's one of the biggest questions we get most often, and it's how many solar panels do I need on my home? And that's a great question to ask. In fact, it's what you should be asking in a way, right? You want to know how much power to produce, and that's probably the better question you should be asking is not how many panels, it's how much power do I need to produce? And then we could just do the math. So let's talk about this, though, how this works. And let's go back a few years. I'm at this time of this recording, I'm 39 years old. I'm almost 40. So let's just say I'm 40 years old for the sake of going back, way back. I remember the first cell phone I had was one of those Motorola. It's shaped like a peanut. And it had a little antenna that you pulled out. That was the first cell phone we got. And it was the worst thing ever, by the way, because you had a text. I don't know if you remember if you tried to text then, but it was like, I never even used it for texting because you had to like sit there and hit the buttons three times just to get to the letter you wanted. You know what I'm talking about. So, and then if you're any younger than like 20, this really ages me and you won't even know anything about that. So the point is think back. Think back to the cell phones like that, and you remember what we used to pay for? We didn't have unlimited minutes. We didn't have unlimited data. There was no such thing as data. There wasn't even a smartphone of any sort back then. It was a dumb phone. It was just a phone with buttons. And frankly, what we paid for were minutes. That was the only way the phone company could figure out how to charge us, right? We paid for how many minutes we used, and then also we'd pay for how many little texts we sent out. But let's just talk about the minutes. So your power bill is just like that. That's how you're in the end, no matter how you want to slice it, your power bill is actually being charged by something called a kilowatt hour. And so just like a cell phone, you get charged for minutes. Every month, every day, you are racking up kilowatt hours in usage. And that's being counted on your meter. That's running through over to San Diego Gas and Electric, SDG&E, or PG&E if you're in NorCal, or whoever else in between, right? So they are sitting there like our cell phone companies used to do, like if you're on Verizon or whoever, they're counting our minutes and charging us for that, right? And we always had to watch that. And that's, I know that's a big frustration to a lot of people because frankly, you're having to watch that. And especially now between the hours of 4 and 9, you're getting all frustrated and getting stressed out. And if you're like me or any other father or anybody, you're like freaking out and trying to get everybody to turn off the lights at that time, right? So these little kilowatt hours are really what you want to ask. Well, how many panels do I need to replace those kilowatt hours so I don't have to flip and always run around the house turning it off and worrying that my rates are going way up, right? That's one way of looking at it. And in general, hey, if I want a cheaper rate with solar panels and I know I can buy energy from those solar panels for a cheaper price, how many panels am I going to need? That's the big question. Okay, cool. So let's figure it out. What you're going to need right now, and I'm just looking down at my iPad here. I drew some sketches. Maybe I'll share them on our blog. Chase, are you okay with that? Share them on a blog. So I'll put them on the blog, the image here. Is that good for you? Okay. So Chase will set it. He's our intern. You'll see on here a little bit. Chase is my son. He's our free intern. He'll get this image on here that I have a sketch for. You don't need it right now as we're just chatting. It's pretty simple, but it is helpful and fun to look at it. But, I have even on here a fun sketch of, the cell phone comparing it to the meter and kilowatt hours and stuff. But really what you need right now to figure out the panels is your power bill. Okay. And frankly, everything I'm about to walk you through, don't let it overwhelm you. It doesn't matter. I'll show you at the end of the podcast or video, however you're listening to it or watching this, I'll show you a way that we'll just do it for you for free. It's no obligation. It's just we'll do it for you and figure it all out for you and how many panels you would need potentially to do this, okay? So just hang with me, but hear me out because it is good to be educated about how you get charged for your power bill now, but also if you do get solar, how many panels you're going to get. It's great to know. All right. Okay, so we'll make this easy, though. And what all you're going to need to do is pretend to go grab your power bill. Okay, so we got your power bill. Let's say you have it in front of us. That's the first step. Get your power bill. Second thing is you're going to do is look for a graph on your power bill. So that graph, now most of you actually buy gas and electric. So if you're with SDG&E, that's gas and electric. PG&E, that's gas and electric. So we are only looking for the chart that has electric. Please do that. A big mistake people look at is their full power bill and think that's their power bill. That's my power bill. No, that includes gas. Okay, so that doesn't matter. We're not talking about gas here. There's no solar panels that can produce gas for you. Not at today's moment. Hopefully never. That would be weird. So the point is that's all you need to look at, that graph. Okay, now that you know your electric measurement there for kilowatt hours, that graph is showing you exactly how many kilowatt hours you use. And that's the first thing we're trying to figure out, is how many kilowatt hours you've used over the last year. And I'm going to assume in this example, you've lived in your home at least a year. If you're just moving in, or you just moved in like 3 months ago, you can do some estimating. We don't know yet of how many panels you would need over a year to cover you, right? But there are ways we can do that. There's no problem. I'm just saying, let's use our example that we're going to pretend you've lived there for a year. So now that graph is key. In fact, our team does this and looks at that and calculates it all for our clients all the time. This is what we do. This is the first step in figuring out a design for your home, okay? So in your case, you just want to know how many panels? Well, frankly, that's what we do for you anyways. So let me just show you what we do. So now that you have the graph, what I would do is just round up a little bit. We don't need to be exact right now, just for this example. So go ahead and look at it and write that number down, total it up. And I'm going to give you an example and walk you through the math. You'll just have to change it for your actual numbers, okay? So the average, by the way, fun fact, the average homeowner uses 909 kilowatt hours per month. So if that's the case, we're going to use in our example, I'm going to round up and just say 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. That's easy math, right? So now let's pretend that's you. You know, you totaled your whole thing over the year and you used 12,000 kilowatt hours. That's 1,000 times 12 months. So 12,000 kilowatt hours over the past year. You looked at your bill and you're like, cool, I used 12,000. So what does that mean? How do I know how many panels do I need? So the last thing you need to do is understand that one panel on, now this is, be careful, because I'm not trying to give you like exact facts here, because there are definitely some variances here online. So if you go Google this and you come back to me and comment somewhere and say, Brant, you're an idiot. That's not exactly how many panels. Well, I'm just gonna say, I already told you that right now. I'm not trying to be exact, okay? Because panels produce different, it depends on the type of panel. You can go to an expert like our team to figure that all out. Well, let's just do the simple math. All right, so you know that the average panel is going to produce 44 kilowatt hours per month, okay? So now all we do is simple. Remember we said in our example, it's 1,000 kilowatt hours a month that you need to power your home. Well, let's just take that, divide 44 into that, and it'll give us the answer, okay? So whatever you got on your total on your bill, go ahead and divide 44 into your total kilowatt hours per month, and you'll know how many panels you need. Got it? So in our example, that means we have a 2,000 square foot home. Let's say it uses 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. We divide that by 44 kilowatt hours. That is 22.72 panels. Okay? That's how many you need. So unfortunately, you can't cut a panel off. They don't have like little break off Lego pieces of that, okay? So like you got to round up and you'll have a little extra power for the month. So that's 23 panels you would need for about 1,000 or 2,000 square foot home. And voila, now you're set up. So I'd love to know that the math was this easy. And you could say, well, I have a 4,000 square foot home. So that means I need, instead of 23 panels, I need 46, right? 46 panels. You'd be close, but really you need somebody to design that for you. You need somebody to walk through, and I'm not saying you need us or anyone else. I'm saying you do need to walk through and get the exact off of your bill. Your bill is the indicator, not me just giving you general math, okay? But this does give you an idea and answers that big question. Well, how many panels do I need? Well, now we kind of know, right? You have a 2,000 square foot home, you know you're going to need around 20 panels, 23 in our example. You have bigger than that, we're going to do the math. But that bill is the key. Does that make sense? So that's how many panels you'll need. Here's what's cool. Our team will actually help you do that. And if this sounds like a sales pitch, it isn't. Because what I'm about to tell you is absolutely free with no, I'm not even going to say, hey, we'll give you a proposal and give you pricing and we'll sell you on anything. I'm going to just say text in to our little automated bot. Text the word bill, B-I-L-L, like your power bill. Text the word bill to 619-304-0123. And so, and you can text us anytime at that number. But in this case, if you text the word specifically, just the word bill, B-I-L-L, and you text it to that phone number, the 619-304-0123, you'll get a quick response, and we will go ahead and ask you where to send, where we'll email you the bill. So we'll need, it'll ask for your email. And then we'll email, you'll be able to email the bill to us or take a picture and text it to us. And from there, we'll go ahead and set up exactly how many panels you would need to replace your entire kilowatt hours that you use in a year's time, or I guess in a monthly time as well. It doesn't matter. It depends on how you want to look at it. But over a year's time, we'll look at your bill for you. We'll get you exactly the design plan. We'll even shoot over a cool little design roof thing showing you, you know, hey, this is what it would look like with that many panels on your roof. Here's where we suggest they go even, okay? So that's free. There's no obligation. What I'm trying to do is if you have that big question in your mind, right? Hey, how many panels do I need? The next question is always going to be, well, what does that look like? Do I have enough roof space for that? Where do I put it, right? So that we'll do for you. We'll get that step over for you. And then, of course, the next question after that is always going to be, how much does that cost? So we can discuss that later. But let us help you. We're here to help. I'm hopefully this podcast, this video, however you're watching this or listening to this, has been helpful. It's not about how many panels do you need. It's about how much energy you use. And that's measured in kilowatt hours. Not unlike our cell phones and using minutes, right? That's how you get charged. That's how you want to look at this. And at that point, it's a matter of, cool, how do I finance this thing and get those panels? In this example, how do I get those 23 panels on my roof? How much is it going to cost me? Let's go. So, all right, that's it. That's all I got for you today. Have a good one, and we'll talk with you soon.